Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tell me about a situation where you didn't get along with a C-suite colleague, a board member, an external consultant. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I started to be called the Big Game Hunter when I did search. I would hunt down leaders and staff for organization. Now I coach people. People hire me for no BS career advice, which can relate to a job search, hiring more effectively, management leadership, career transitions, dealing with workplace issues. And this is a common scenario because you have individuals with strong opinions. That's one of the ways that they made it to the C-suite. They were right far more often than they weren't. Now, there's always a story scenario that they're fishing for. And, you know, when you're talking about successes and the traditional behavioral interview question, the staff level, you know, there's certain acronyms that are used. I'd rather avoid the acronyms and just start off with saying the idea is to keep your answer and story positive. And there are two types of stories that you might want to construct. One where you were right and one when you were wrong and you owned up to it. Both are fine and you'll understand which ones to tell when you're at the interview. Now, to me, you always start off with the positive story and then laugh and go, and there was that time I was wrong. And then segue into the one where you owned up to missing something. But it starts off with keeping things positive and at the same time defining what the situation was, who you were in conflict with, what each side saw, and thus the desire to get this settled so everyone can move forward. Because what's most important isn't the political intrigue. What's most important is doing the right thing for the business. And thus, you describe the situation. And then from there, you talk about, you know, I met with different constituencies within the organization to test my thinking to make sure I was right and right with some of my assumptions. And from there, you know, once I did that, I figured out what needed to be accomplished, presented it to my colleague, to the consultant, to the board member, and asked, how do you see it? I want to make sure that I'm understanding your thinking correctly. And then from there, rather than go into attack mode, you ask questions that are direct, but are presented in a way that's not confrontational. So they have their opinion, and then you can say, had you considered this? Because when I spoke to so-and-so, they found that of value. Yeah, I did consider that, but I didn't think it was particularly important. Okay, and let me just simply say, what am I not seeing that you are? Because you obviously have a particular perspective I'm not seeing, and I want to understand it and see at the end of our conversation where we can come to a successful conclusion so that the organization can move ahead. So ultimately, what you're trying to do is get an agreement between the two parties so that in this way, what you're able to do is come out with a conclusion that resolves the disagreement. Again, describe the situation that you met with the different constituencies, that you met with this board member, that you met with this C-suite colleague. What conclusion came out of this, and how was it resolved, including the other person saying, could you see my side of this? Sure, of course I can. And obviously, you know, we want to come in with the right position, right decision for the organization, and I think it's important that we come to an agreement. And thus, you're keeping it positive, you're working at solutions, you're keeping it out of the personal, and the goal is to make sure that the organization benefits, and this isn't about politics. Hope you found this helpful. I'm Jeff Altman. Visit my website, thebiggamehunter.us. Go there and go exploring. There's just a lot in the blog that'll help you. In addition, you can schedule time for a free discovery call or time for coaching. I'd love to help you. There's also information about my courses, books, and guides. Good stuff there. And of course, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Have a terrific day and be great.